Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Today is the last in this very long series on Peter Gatchi's book, Mammography, Truth, Lies, and Controversy. Will things change? It's doubtful. After the 2006 updated Cochrane Review on overdiagnosis was released, Michael Baum suggested that the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence in the UK should review mammography. The response from the Department of Health was that this was inappropriate because mammography was already an accepted and evidence-based technology. In other words, since we're already doing it, we don't need to figure out if it's a good idea or not. We're already doing it. Gatchi reports that his colleagues have told him that funding sources and cancer charities have threatened them in their home countries and that they've been forced to modify papers. Politicians in the United States have publicly stated that they will withhold funding from the National Institutes of Health and the National Cancer Institute until they announced that mammography saves lives. Yet one little consumer group in the U.S. continues to speak out. It's the U.S. Center for Medical Consumers, and it states on its website, reduce your risk of breast cancer, avoid mammograms. I wish we just could get more courageous people and groups. One of the reasons why we've seen an increase in the incidence of mastectomies and prostatectomies is that people are more worried about dying than they are interested in living. Gatchi quotes a colleague who says that he doesn't understand why we're so interested in finding diseases that aren't there yet. And so it goes on. Half of women over 80 have had a mammogram in the last 2 years. 42% of those were over the age of 85. Two-thirds of women without a cervix are given annual pap smears to detect a condition that they cannot get. Our fascination with diagnostic testing is just unbelievable. And the empty over-promising continues, which Gatchi likens to Bernie Madoff and his inflated promises and returns. Gatchi says, quote, the screening advocates have created a world of their own where they share ideas, beliefs, and rituals. He goes on to say that doubts and questions are unacceptable and result in vilification. And it's back to this issue that if you insist on telling the truth, you're a controversial person. And I suppose I'll just decide to be controversial for the rest of my life because I think the truth is actually pretty important. The problem is that people have been brainwashed into thinking that mammography saves lives and taking it away is not going to be easy, and the people that have a vested interest in it are not going to let it go very easily either. I think the saddest thing about all of it is that Gatchi reports that his research has shown that mammography is not the only subject about which there is so much controversy and erroneous information. His group has shown that the medical literature is generally not very reliable. In fact, at the beginning of the book, he says 70% of the articles that have been examined by the Cochrane Collaboration have determined that the results are not reliable. So concluding statements that sort of summarize all of this, patients trust their doctors and their doctors have vested interests in mammography. It turns healthy women into patients who are told that they need treatment. The people who know the most about mammography can't be trusted. People should distrust national boards of health, people responsible for screening programs, people who earn a living from screening, cancer charities, and researchers publishing data on screenings. Cancer charities being some of the worst in the country, in the world, in terms of promoting the wrong ideas. Beliefs are hard to overturn even with facts. In other words, there are just enormous numbers of people who have said, my mind is made up, please do not confuse me with factual information. Repetition doesn't help when people won't listen. Once you prove your opponents wrong, they just ignore your findings and repeat their mistakes. Lies work when they're repeated, particularly by people in authority, and if they're derogatory in reference to other people, they're even more effective. It doesn't matter what is said as long as it's said often and it looks good and it's repeated a lot. Politicians rely on people they perceive to be in authority about science, not on the science itself. So the take-home point from the book is the hope that, quote, the public becomes less willing to accept unsolicited paternalism, secrecy, decisions decided by self-interest, and political opportunism. And that can only happen as we educate the public to make different decisions. And, boy, I hope that this serves to educate women about the need to question this herding them into mammography screening, which harms more women than it helps. So I took this enormous amount of time to spend on this book to cover a very important issue that is not only important because of the issue itself, but because it's representative of the healthcare community. Doesn't make you suspicious of all this medical stuff, I don't know what will. So that's all for now. Have a great day and a great weekend.